Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio.
Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, everybody? Listen, welcome to the show where you can get your inspiration and good conversation all in 60 minutes. But of course, I can't do the show by myself. I need my right hand. Whoa, man, what's going on, Mia?
What's good, Misa? What's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Then let's go ahead and get this party started, okay? All right. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Man, now not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @Fedrica_Burke on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, you need to listen up, because I'm gonna tell you how right now. Make sure you're following us on Instagram @MMLiveRadio. Be the first to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you could be next week's Follow Friday.
You know your girls keep it popping like bacon grease, and you know what's been going on a lot, trending topics throughout the week that we need to have a conversation on Eminem Live Radio about. #TooManyHashtags is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. So take a moment, and I literally mean a moment, and tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in a couple more minutes, because your hashtags are on the way.
And listen, guys, it's time for Hot Tracks Off the Racks. That's right, sizzling. It's here once again, keeping things hot during this cold winter season. Listen, hear the newest releases from artists like Ty Brazzle,
yes.
Cannon, and a little bit of holiday cheer from V Rose and 116. Listen, you do not want to miss it.
And stay even closer than that, because we've got your dose of encouragement not too far away, as my girl Mia will be dropping nothing but dimes on you during her 1 minute inspiration.
Now, what if I drop pennies? Would that be a bad thing?
Pennies?
I just thought about
just
that.
Just drop 10 of
them. Okay, I'll just drop 10 of them. Okay, yeah. I'll drop 10 at the same time. But listen, guys, we got a great conversation going up this week. It's all centered around this current event. Cardi B and Offset are approaching divorce, wow. Man. But listen, are you disappointed, or did you see this coming? Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know, were you disappointed? Do you see this coming? Let us know. Add us in a tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But Misa, listen, one thing, if there's one word I could describe this weather right now, I would say it's sweater weather.
Yeah.
So we got to go ahead and give some glory to that with this next song, Sweater by OBB. Then we got some Gavi after that. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
You bought my...
We were just friends in the middle of December that night. I always will remember. And I know, and I know, and I know I was looking at you. You were looking at me. And you know, and you know, and you know I was never gonna let you freeze. It all started when you wore my sweater.
Hey.
I knew this thing was gonna last forever.
Hey.
I'm thanking God for all the colder weather back then. It all started when you wore my sweater.
You wore my sweater. You wore my sweater. You wore my sweater.
It's been years and we're still together. When it's cold, we'll always have each other. And I know, and I know, and I know when you wore my sweater.
You wore my
listening to Eminem Live Radio.
I need you to fight for me when I don't know what I believe. Why does everybody leave? Show me what it's like to dream. Hey, go, you the best. Hey, say it with the chest. Trying to keep it all clear. I got way too many thoughts. Pardon these expectations. Got me feeling stuck like.
Think I feel it all the time. Did I really miss my prime? I don't know how to cope when I'm low. But I know that you're close. That you're close.
I've been away, yeah. Losing my faith, yeah. Hope I'm not late. Trying to find grace, yeah. For my mistakes, ayy. I need to pray, yeah. Hey, yeah. I need to pray. Yeah, wake up to the mirror like I need you to fight for me when I don't know what I believe. Yeah, hey, why does everybody leave? Show me what it's like to dream.
Hey, go, you the best. Hey, say it with the chest.
Everybody leave. Show me what it's like to dream.
Hey, go, you the best. Hey, say it with your chest. Hey, wave them high, side to side. Let them know we gon' rise, we gon' shine. Hey.
Gavi featuring Lecrae, that was Fight For Me off of Gavi's new album, Panorama, man. Make sure you guys go get that ASAP. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, So I'm going to let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in.
Go in.
On the hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag South to the West. Now, as we all know, mothers are extremely protective, especially when it comes to their children. A mom flying on Southwest Airlines had to clap back at a flight attendant for making fun of her 5-year-old daughter's name that's spelled A, B, C, D, E. But apparently, it's pronounced Absidy. Very, very cute. Very creative. Apparently, the flight attendant took a picture of the 5-year-old's boarding pass and posted it on social media. The mom even saw and heard the attendant laughing and pointing at them with other flight attendants. What makes matters worse, y'all, is the 5-year-old Absidy is autistic. So, you know the mom had to wild out one time for the one time. Mia, it was very disheartening to even hear that somebody in a professional setting, such as their job, being a flight attendant for Southwest Airlines, and we all know that airlines have not been seeing the best lately.
They haven't.
So, for you as a flight attendant to make fun of not only a parent, but a child and an autistic child, it's literally, you know, alarming to show us where the world is coming to.
I think the flight attendant needs to suffer some type of consequence, whether it's probation or even termination of their employment. Something needs to happen because, I mean, this affected you're caught making fun of a child, and then you tried to put it out on social media. That's not right.
It's just very, it's very disgusting in
it
a way.
Is.
I mean, only because I know that there's a lot of people out there that would never even think of doing that. It's just the fact that there's a time and there's a place for everything, and for you to not only laugh at an autistic child for their name that they cannot control, but you're going to post a boarding pass on your social media to bring other people into your misery. I feel like that's just absolutely just disrespectful. It's very inappropriate. It's just out of line altogether.
And honestly, the mom had every right to go off.
Yeah.
For your kid, a mama bear is going to protect her cub, period.
Yeah, definitely. Hashtag, you made fun of my name.
Hashtag, while laughing out loud.
Hashtag, all I got to say is.
Hashtag, mama's going to knock you out.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, she's got game. Now, many want to get Spurs assistant Becky Hammon hired as an NBA head coach, but others aren't here for that decision. A veteran NBA coach gave his opinion on the matter, and he said, you can't have a hot woman coaching in the NBA. He was basically saying that because he feels like he's heard, you know, guys have the locker room talk, you know, in the locker room. He heard how the men in the NBA, how they sexualize women. So therefore, he feels like it's unfair and that it shouldn't be right for a hot woman to coach in the NBA. Personally, I'm actually very disappointed the fact that we're still in this time where because of a woman's looks or whoever she is, because we're women, period, we can't do certain things
exactly
that a man can do in their job, in their occupation.
Exactly. Now, I think that that's a lie. I am going to call the coach out because he said, and correct me if I'm wrong, did he say that is it not possible for hot women to be coaches? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Because there's never been an ugly woman that you have allowed to coach.
Well, there hasn't been a woman to coach
exactly
in the NBA.
Exactly. So now you're going to put it on it being a hot woman, regardless of what the woman looks like. Pretty, you know, black, white, tall, fat, thin, whatever it is, there's never been a woman in the coaching position and driving that type of seat when it comes to the NBA. So you're just simply making more excuses. You're trying to push us women back even more because I feel like we've just made so much headlines lately, especially when it comes to Congress, especially when it comes to the government, when it comes to just any old thing. I feel like us women, we have definitely made our mark, and for guys and men to keep pushing us back and not stand behind us or even beside us to move forward, you're part of the problem.
I feel like a man, okay, here's my thing on the entire situation. A woman's looks has nothing to do with her coaching skill.
Her ability.
You can't help how she looks. You know what I'm saying? And if anything, you need to come for the men who are in the NBA, whether it's the coaches or whoever's on the team, players, whoever it may be. come for them and make sure that you tell them, okay, don't sexualize this woman just for doing her job. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, look at her as you would any male coach. I definitely believe a woman coach could be in the NBA.
I think you should give it a shot, only because you never know. She could be your ticket into the championships and winning the finals.
Exactly.
That's all I gotta say.
Exactly. Hashtag who said?
Hashtag a woman can't coach well.
Hashtag newsflash, fellas.
Hashtag the future is female.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag test arrest. Now, shout out to all of our college listeners because finals are upon us. And just a little advice for you guys. Study as much as you can. Relax. And do the best you can. Just whatever you do, do not, and I repeat, do not overreact like this dude at Florida Atlantic University did, because it made things so much worse. Now, this student found himself in handcuffs for threatening to kill his professor for scheduling an early morning exam. Now, in an investigation, a tweet was tracked back to the student's Twitter confessing that he was frustrated and wanted to kill the professor. He also mentioned that his anger came from the fact that because the exam will take place at 7 a.m., he would have to wake up at 5 a.m. to make the commute to the test on time. Now, honestly, as a former student, I know where the anger's coming from. I'm not a morning person. Not only is the exam early in the morning at 7 a.m., I have to wake up at 5 o'clock and then I probably have to commute all the way there. It's just a lot that goes into it. But listen, killing somebody...
Now, I understand that's not his frustration. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, like, disregard that where you're upset. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. I feel like sometimes there are teachers and professors that you just don't put yourself in the mind of a student, all that they have to, you know, put into when it comes to taking a test or whatever. What's a simple conversation?
But not a premeditated murder.
Dang, it went that deep?
Yeah. He tweeted that specifically.
You tweeted it?
Yes. And that's where everything just went all the way left. Now, I have no problem
saying... See, now I blame him. Yeah. That's stupid. Why would you think that no one could trace back your tweets? Like, what?
Now, I've had friends that were just like, you know, I'm going to square up on my professor. I'm going to give him the 1-2 combo. But never have they ever moved upon that thought. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of just an extreme, you know, feel of emotion. But you're going to... simply tweet that you're going to kill. No, it's just not going to work.
We live in a very sensitive time now. So therefore, you have to, even if he was just kidding, just saying, man, I'm going to kill my teacher. Even if you were just saying that, you got to be very careful of what you say, because everyone takes things totally different now. And we all got to be more protective of what we say, because people will take it in a totally different direction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All day. Hashtag, you said what you said.
Hashtag, now you're under arrest.
Hashtag, but instead of killing the professor.
Hashtag, let's kill this test.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, fake trouble in paradise. Now, earlier last week, pictures surfaced of what appeared to be rapper Travis Scott with a woman who wasn't his girlfriend, Kylie Jenner. Now, the world went ballistic, and Travis denied the cheating rumors by saying that he only had love for Kylie. Well, it turns out he was telling the truth, because it wasn't Travis Scott with another woman. It was a completely different guy named Christian Adam who was playing a prank on the internet. Now, when I saw the whole thing, the picture surfacing of Travis Scott, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, oh man, he didn't think about Stormy. He didn't think about Kylie. Travis, you idiot. Then I saw him tweet saying that it wasn't him, and I'm like, oh, just like every other man. What is he thinking? But then... I saw the video, the YouTube video, of them trying to play this whole prank about braiding the guy's hair to make him look like Travis Scott and all these other types of things. And I thought the world was going to laugh at it, but I guess I never realized the severity of probably conversation that Travis and Kylie had, how probably, you know, all of Kylie's sisters felt about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was thinking, dang, that probably was not the smartest thing. Even though Christian Adam, the guy who was trying to impersonate Travis Scott, said that his intent wasn't to break any relationships.
Once again, there's a time and place for everything. Of course, you know, the Kardashian clan, they did not play that. They didn't think it was funny at all. Travis Scott didn't even think it was funny. And I could see as to where the Kardashians were coming from, the Kardashians and Jenner, excuse me, where they were coming from, because now there's a baby involved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We have to think about other parties that are now being involved that can't even fight for themselves. So in that case, when you see Travis Scott that just, you know, had a baby with Kylie Jenner, right?
Right.
With Kylie Jenner, then, you know, and now you see somebody else that's posing as Travis Scott with someone else. I mean, you don't know where their relationship is. Now, the good thing is that they seem like they're really strong. They have a lot of trust in each other. So, honestly, that whole, you know, charade that this impersonator pulled, it didn't really shake their relationship. So kudos to them.
Yeah, kudos to them. Hashtag we don't need.
Hashtag the extra drama.
Hashtag for Travis or.
Hashtag his baby mama.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week and every week after that where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Hey, get into this conversation right here. It has been shaking the internet all week long. So, of course, you know, we need to have a conversation. It's about this right here. Cardi B and Offset are approaching divorce. Yeah, you heard right. Are you disappointed or did you see this coming? Lots of people are chiming in on social media. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. That's at MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter. And hit us up on Facebook also if you have a Facebook. That is at M&M Live Radio.
But listen, man, real quick, we got to show some love to our girl Camille. Just dropped her new EP called Ever Searching. Now, we know last show we said that she was going to be on the show this week, but listen, man, Camille has been on a crazy busy schedule with her new EP that just released. Make sure you guys go get it. We'll be sure to have her on the show a whole nother time, but we're so excited for the success of her EP. We want to show you guys some love for this song that is featured on the EP itself. It's called Go by Camille featuring Aaronic Dorsey. Here it is for you right here, right now. Then we got hot tracks off the rack after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
I remember being down so low, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
They tried to hold me down before, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
Colorblind to the red lights, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
Colorblind to the red lights.
Been in parallel park for too long. Been under a rock for too long. How you get your mind out the gutter when you came from the gutter? Pondered that for too long. It's like I'm writing new songs, but telling the same old stories. And they might bore me, but at the end of the day, I know that they're not for me. This for the kids with a dollar and a dream that's trying to scheme their way to the top. Don't let the cracks pull you down to the bottom of the bucket. Gotta keep going, don't stop. Hey, all you need is one shot. You will always miss, but you don't shoot.
Don't ever do the things that's advised by those who doubt you.
Being down so low, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
They tried to hold me down before, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
Colorblind to the red lights, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
Colorblind to the red lights, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
Been in parallel park for too long. Trying to write new songs. Feel like I ain't getting better. Feeling better. Gotta get it. Trying to get it right. But it's wrong. I've been on a different wavelength. Somebody save me. I'm too wavy for my own good. Do this for my hood. Those who ride for me consistently. No attention to those who's missing. I'm on the mission so you can miss me. Guarantee I'm on go now. Till I bow out, I leave no doubt. Don't try to my flow. One thing that I know. Green lights all the way. Better watch the glow. Firefly, better fly. Gonna do the impossible. If you don't know it, well, now you know.
Tried to hold me down before, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
Colorblind to the red lights, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
Colorblind to the red lights, and now I'm on go.
Go, 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 go.
That was Go by Camille featuring Aaronic Dorsey. Now it's time for new music from your favorite artist with hot tracks off the rack. Ooh, sizzling for you right there. Here is Push Through by Cannon. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
Hot track number one.
Oh, here it goes.
Okay, woke up with my list to do. Yeah, got in late, so slept till afternoon. I got songs to write, songs to produce. Ooh, I'm losing time and I gotta move. I've been living like a dream, yeah. I try to function like a team, yeah. But I move like a one-man band, thinking I'm gonna succeed, yeah. Sitting hours in my home studio, trying to make a wave, they can ride. Try to make it on my own, I'm
killing my craft, thinking I'ma still survive. Living suck in my home world. I don't know how to get out of it. It's easy to lie and be honest and talk about joy, but depression is crowding it. But how I made it, I ain't proud of it. Being grateful, that was kind of it. I've been getting more reminders. I'm tired and lonely the later the hour gets. I know I did it to myself. Well, well, a long time ago. It's a cold game. Trying to paint the picture, I just doubled up on the final code. But I know someone, so much greater that I can look to. But I may crumble, but I got faith now. I may push through, yeah. Okay, push through, push through, push through, push through. Yeah, now I mean push through, push through, push through, push through. I'ma train like I'm rocking, yeah. We cannot take no losses, yeah. Y'all can't let them stop it, yeah. Quit it, that ain't no option, woo. Okay, push through, push through, push through, push through. Yeah, now I mean push through, push through, push through, push through. I'ma train like I'm rocking, yeah. We cannot take no losses, yeah. Y'all can't let them stop it, yeah. Quit it, that ain't no option, woo. Got a whole squad, hey, what's poppin', yeah. Come around, ain't no talking, yeah. We just get it cracking like we mobbing. Yeah, you should make a dummy, y'all keep going, ain't no option. Hold up, unless I'm El Jackson with the Kango. Hold up, I ain't housing with them tongues, call me Django. Yeah, unlike Moses, I got places that they can't go. Yeah, paper clips ain't in my lingo, so I can't fold. Hold up, I'm learning, I gotta give 100 and expect for no one, now for certain. You can't be waiting for appreciation, stop complaining, that ain't working. What I've done in my life, I cannot compare to what God has done for me. I do what I gotta do, move how I gotta move, so do not cover me, yeah. I just wanna be the greatest, never thought that I'd say it. But when I fight against the greatest, I'm just fighting to be famous. Walk alone in my home skin, feeling underneath it, I'm the fakest. Used to tell God, go speed it up, but I just needed more paces. Can't be expecting nobody to give me a helping hand that I gotta grind. Can't be expecting nobody to give me a helping hand that I gotta grind. It don't matter how little diamond sitting dirt, cause he worth every dollar, he gotta shine. They don't believe in you, she don't believe in you, he don't believe in your purpose. You should never let the weight of what people say about you and your worth is. Yeah, okay. Push through, push through, push through, push through. Yeah, now I mean push through, push through, push through, push through. I'ma train like I'm rocking, yeah. We cannot take no losses, yeah. Y'all can't let them stop it, yeah. Quit it, that ain't no option, woo. Okay. Push through, push through, push through, push through. Yeah, now I mean push through, push through, push through, push through. I'ma train like I'm rocking, yeah. We cannot take no losses, yeah. Y'all can't let them stop it, yeah. Quit it, that ain't no option. Okay. Push through, push through, push through, push through. Yeah, now I mean push through, push through, push through, push through. I'ma train like I'm rocking, yeah. We cannot take no losses, yeah. Y'all can't let them stop it, yeah. Quit it, that ain't no option.
Inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Cannon. Push through. Push through, Cannon.
Push through, Cannon. Push through. Make sure you guys will get that new album by Cannon, Home. It's out now. But listen, man, make sure you subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast. That's on iTunes, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio. It's great to subscribe to our Eminem Live Radio podcast only because every time a show goes live, it automatically downloads to your smartphone or mobile device. So guys, go ahead and get on the podcast train. Again, that's on iTunes, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Yes, most definitely. And also shout out to Cannon, because I know he's releasing some new music.
Yes, it's out now.
Is it out already?
Yes, Home. The new album is out right now. It
I'm
is out
sleep.
Right now.
I'm asleep. Wake That's... me up.
Oh
Wake me
God.
Up. But no, but I actually, I'm really excited because, you know, Cannon will be actually coming to the A very, very soon. I think December 16th exactly. And he will be presenting Cannon's Home exclusive album release party. Cannon will be in the building. 1K Fee will be in the building. Byron Juwan, Aaron Cole, and just recently added my girl Wine Day. And, you know, she kills every
it's
time.
It's a party. It's going to be lit. I'm so excited.
I actually can't wait to watch Wine Day. This will be my very first time watching her perform.
I'm excited to see her and so many other artists that are going to hit the stage. So, listen, we got from now until the 16th to learn all the lyrics to Cannon's new album, Home. So, y'all need to get on genius.com. Yes. Do whatever you got to do. I know I'm going to be learning mine, so make sure you guys learn your two. ATL, we going to show out that night.
We going to show out. We always show out.
Always
so, of course,
out.
It's a no-brainer. Make sure you come on out. Get your tickets ASAP because I heard that VIP already sold out.
Already.
But, of course, you know, your girl's face is going to be in the place. Make sure you are there. Don't meet us there. Beat us there. But, listen, we have a great conversation. But before we get to that, Mia, speaking of artists, how many artists do you think you know? Like, independent artists, up-and-coming artists, on-the-way artists, dope artists.
We meet tons of up-and-coming artists, independent or aspiring, all of it, the whole nine.
Well, listen, calling... all artists, shout out to all of you, all up and coming artists, if you are looking to get your career off the ground but cannot figure out where to start, because of course a lot of people aren't sure where to start,
that's the main question.
It definitely is. Listen, look no further. Check out Mr. Kelly Cole's Access Granted Independent Artist Blueprint, y'all, created by the manager that successfully manages the career of Goatee Records recording artist Aaron Cole. This blueprint provides all the ins and outs of the music industry, and it also includes the expertise from knowledgeable resources from tour managers, producers, record executives, and just so many more people in the industry that are very, very experts in the industry. But also, this has all the answers to the beginning of the career, all starting off for $197. Listen, there's a lot of industry professionals out there that will charge far more.
Far more. And honestly, I feel like a huge shout out to Mr. Kelly Cole for even making this tool for independent artists. Because I can't tell you how many times, I mean, you sometimes when you're just starting out as an independent artist, you don't know where to start. You have answers. You need questions. You want to be able to go into a record executive's office and ask them, how do you do this? Or ask your favorite artist who's chopping tarts, how did they get there? But this is a very, very instrumental tool to help you answer all of those questions you have about the music industry and how you can further your career.
All for $197. Like, come on. You cannot get no better than that. But listen, if you are ready to just jump into it head first, go ahead and head on over to primetime-marketing.com/access granted.
Listen, man, you do not want to miss this amazing tool. Independent artists, indie artists, up and coming, aspiring, whatever you are, whatever you want to be called, this is for you. So make sure you guys get on that. Again, it's primetime-marketing.com/access granted. You can get yours today.
Today. Make sure you move on to ASAP. But listen, Mia, I've had a great week. You had a good week too?
I've had a great week. You know what? I'm really having... You know, okay, of course you guys know, I love the winter. I love the winter, but I feel like the winter's just been, you know, smacking me in the face, man, with these colds, and my nose been stuffed.
Not you.
Amen. But listen, my love for winter still goes nowhere.
Okay.
It still goes nowhere. I still love it.
It sounds like you in a bad relationship.
I guess. It's complicated.
They going to cheat on you, and you going to always love them.
Why would you say something like that?
Winter is cold. Winter sounds like a cold-blooded dude. That's what I'm saying.
My love for winter will go nowhere. It ain't nothing that no Tylenol can't fix.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Don't talk about me. Pass me the Kleenex, Lisa. Stop looking at me like that.
No, but listen, make sure you guys are staying warm for the winter. I heard it's going to be real harsh, man, in certain parts of the United States of America. Of course, by us being in the A-Town, we actually gonna get some snow sometime soon.
Yeah.
I'm not really quite sure how to handle it, because of course we usually don't get no snow like that. But listen, wherever you are in the U.S. of A, make sure you are bundled up, stay warm. You know, get your scarves, get anything you need, Tylenol, orange juice. But we are going to be keeping
emergency,
you warm during
Kleenex, allergy tablets. I know from experience.
Well, listen, we're gonna keep you guys warm as we play nothing but hot music during Hot Tracks off the racks.
coming up a little bit later on in the show. But right here, right now, we got to talk about this good conversation we have that's swimming around social media about Cardi B and Offset.
Yeah, man. We got to go ahead and talk about it. So listen, so Cardi B and Offset are approaching divorce. Cardi B made a video on Instagram saying how they've been, you know, in a bad place and they're about to, you know, they're calling it a quit. She'll still have love for him, of course, because, you know, she Offset is her baby's father. But she said that they are approaching divorce. Now, with this news now coming out, we're asking you guys on this week's question, are you disappointed or did you see this coming? We got a lot of responses on social media. Huge shout out to Eminem Live Radio's team, followers, every single one of you guys who are commenting every single week on this week's question. We appreciate it. Now we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
On Instagram, shout out to @KyraClaxton. She says, I'm disappointed at sassy.jazzy.classy.never.trashy. This person says, in my opinion, she deserves better. He's not ready for her and what she has to offer. I also feel as if she shouldn't have married him in the first place, more or less birthed a child with him. But that's just my opinion, though. At Social Media Diva, thanks so much for commenting. This person says, I hope they can work it out. But if she chooses not to, it's understandable. What he did was super duper foul.
And listen, guys, again, the question for this week is, Cardi B and Offset are approaching divorce. Now, are you disappointed or did you see this coming?
Shout out to @TheReal Trayvaris. This person says, disappointed and did not see this coming. But also, they are very young and very new to the rich life. I don't know about immediate divorce, but they both have growing and a lot of learning to do. So thank you guys all for commenting on our conversation. And of course, a little bit later, we'll be reading some more comments as well as giving our comments on how we feel about this. Cardi B and Offset are approaching divorce. Are you disappointed or did you see this coming? Instagram and Twitter, where it's at MM Live Radio on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at MM Live Radio. But as you guys get your thoughts together and comment on the question, right here, right now, we're giving you the moment you all have been waiting for all show long. One of a lot of people favorite segments on the show. It's our 1 minute inspiration where we inspire you in under 60 seconds. And up to bat this week, we got my girl Mia.
I want to start off this inspiration by saying this one thing. I hate fear. I really do, and I'm going to tell you why. I hate thinking that I can't do something only because I'm afraid of what the outcome is going to be. There was this one time in my life where I was afraid to drive. Just the mere thought of being behind the wheel was terrifying to me, and it took me years to get my license. But look at me now, an experienced, very safe driver. Now looking back, I can't believe I let fear hold me back from doing something I turned out to be great at. But that's exactly what fear does. Here it is, we can do anything we set our minds to, but that's where fear starts, in your mind. You can't do that. You're gonna look so stupid. That's never gonna work. Leaving you paralyzed in your mind to the point where you hesitate to do what you really want to do. Can I be honest with y'all? I'm leaving fear in 2018. I no longer want to feel like I can't do anything or overthink my outcomes, and neither should you. Push beyond your limits and approach your situations with boldness. Repeat after me. There is nothing I can't do. And starting now, take on every task firsthand and let fear take the backseat.
Like Cannon said and Mia said, basically push through.
Push through, push through, push through, push through.
Push through, man. Push through the fear. Push past all of that mess and leave it in 2018. Listen, you don't have to wait till 2019 or January 1st to make brand new year's resolutions.
Yes,
start
sir.
Today. You can actually get started today. But listen, that was your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Mia. And Mia, I feel like with that being said, because that was a hot inspiration, let's keep the steam rolling with hot tracks off the racks.
Let's go ahead and get right into it, man. Here is Joy to the World by V Rose. Then we got some Ty Brazzle after that. Keep it like right here, you're listening to. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Let's do it, dude.
Hot track number two.
Turn up, man.
Fa la 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 la. La 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 la. La. People gon' say, come let us adore him today. Joy to the world, all the angels gon' say, it's a celebration of praise. Joy to the world, now we have a savior, gift we didn't pay for. Joy to the world, like the snow that's falling, salvation's for all men. Now all can answer the calling, you can call in. Ring, ring, I'm all in. Joy to the world, the Lord is good. Christmas morning like the ooh-wee, ah, yeah. What you get, what you give, what you got, bet. It ain't nothing like the joy we now can have. Ain't no celebration lit like when he came. I can guarantee you that in Jesus' name. And every time a soul is saved, angels will praise the same. Joy to the world, the Lord is God. Joy to the world, all the people gon' say, oh, come let us.
Joy to the world, all the angels gon' say,
froze like a snowman in the snow. They know what to think. Then Jesus said, please fill my hands and feet. It ain't nothing to a G. Oh, holy night. When he took flight like a kite in the sky, gave us life beyond life. Yeah. So what you gonna do with the news?
Joy to the world.
This is Hot Track number 3.
5430, yeah.
Yeah, it was different for me, yeah. They could see the vision, it was crystal to me, yeah. Look at how the tables turn, interestingly, yeah. If it's what it is, that's what it's meant to be, meant to be. Tall down on me, yeah. I could never be that what you want me to be, yeah. Iced out my chest, I put my heart on my sleeve, yeah. Blessings never stop, cause it was meant for me, yeah, meant for me. If I take a loss, then that's a win for me. From the other side, look like the end for me, yeah. I could never fold, that's a sin for me, yeah. Say a prayer for my enemies, ayy. Backstabbing, backbiting, back, conniving back, wishing on my downfall. Sit back, watch the plan unfold. Back to the wall, so my face facing God. Overcome the odds, I bounce back, supercharged, yeah. Lean on me, just promise you'll be there when I need ya. Cause more than I see, intentions deceitful. Yeah, swimming with the sharks and snakes, I lost trust. Yeah, lost trust. Look, pull a seat up to the table, just don't pull a Judas. Jesus wept, guess that's why I'm always going through it. From the dirt came the rose, and I feel like DeMar. From the earth, dust to dust, I was chosen and called. It was different for me, yeah. They could see the vision, it was crystal to me, yeah. Look at how the tables turn, interestingly, yeah. If it's what it is, that's what it's meant to be. Meant to be, ayy. Tall down on me, yeah. I could never be that what you want me to be, yeah. Iced out my chest, I put my heart on my sleeve, yeah. Blessing never stop, cause it was meant for me, yeah. Meant for me, meant for me, meant for me. Blessings never stop, cause it was meant for me, yeah. Meant for me, meant for me. Right in the storm, I stood shoulder to shoulder. Looked the mountain in his face, we was bolder to bolder.
Look, my angel, she was by my side, noble to noble. Looked at heaven from which come my hell, over and over. Grandma told me, mama told me, if I ever lost my way, Monty told me, stick to the code, stay safe, these streets get colder. Rolling, 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 yeah, yeah. Rolling, 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 I've been rolling again. I could never fold, cause to me that's a sin. Yeah, I gotta prevail, overcome and I win. Yeah, never will I ever run from it again. Yeah, destined for me. Destined for me. From the path going to the end of me. Destined. Yeah. It was different for me, yeah. They couldn't see the vision, it was crystal to me, yeah. Look at how the tables turn, interestingly, yeah. If it's what it is, that's what it's meant to be, meant to be. Ay, tall down on me, yeah. I could never be that what you want me to be, yeah. Iced out my chest, I put my heart on my sleeve, yeah. Blessings never stop, cause it was meant for me, yeah. Meant for me, meant for me. Man for me, blessings never stop, cause it was man for me, yeah. Man for me, man for me.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. Listen, that was meant for me, one of our hot tracks off the racks. Keeping it hot,
sizzling,
steamy, and sizzling with Ty Brazzle.
Listen, we got more music where that came from, but listen, man, we got to get back into this week's conversation. It's all centered around this question right here. Cardi B and Offset are approaching divorce, made headlines this week. Now, are you disappointed or did you see this coming? We got some more comments that we got on over on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram is straight popping off. Listen to what they said at KingDub24 on Instagram. Saw it coming, and I actually feel bad for Cardi because she was trying to do things right. She was. That's true. At Monet MUA, this person says, he caught quickly gaining popularity, married, and put a baby in her. His business strategy all along, and there's no prenuptial agreement. So she better work that crap out. At Yasmin XING, this person says, I was rooting for them too. They really seem to be in love and all that and committed to making it work. But I really feel like both of them being busy is what drove them apart. Like, they didn't have time to be together and enjoy being together.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, Cardi B and Offset are approaching divorce. Now, are you disappointed or did you see this coming?
We got a couple more. One more on Instagram at TanyaJoy_. This person says, I was rooting for them, but I had a feeling that it wasn't going to work out. And heading over to Facebook, thanks much for commenting, Desi Gibson. This person actually says both. She actually saw it coming, but she's still disappointed.
Listen, that's all the comments we're going to read this week on Eminem Live Radio. Huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook too, if you got it, at Eminem Live Radio. And let us know what you think about this week's question. Now, of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, Cardi B and Offset are approaching divorce, and they've only been married for a year.
Only a year.
So are you disappointed or did you see this coming?
I am very disappointed. I really thought that this was going to be the millennial marriage that was going to stay in there for the long haul. They have this baby. A lot of people, you know, they put their mouth on them negatively. So they, of course, there's a lot of people that, you know, actually saw it coming. However, one thing I got to say, Mia, is that I thought that by them being a young couple, being in hip hop, because of course, you know, the statistic already says that, you know, you can't really marry artists, you can't marry ball players because they're not serious. I was really rooting for them. I'm very, very disappointed because it seemed like they were really in love.
Yeah.
What about you?
Honestly, I was disappointed as well. Like you said, because they just post about them having just like so much fun and everything like that on social media, how much they love each other. But then again, that goes to show that you cannot believe everything you see on social media. And then just think how everyone's been saying, oh, their goals, their hood love. I love this. I want a Cardi B and Offset type of love. And then now you see everything crumbling down. Okay. And then you don't, you're really shocked at the, you know, everything that came forth when it comes for, you know, their marriage falling apart. So I was really disappointed. Now, at first, Misa and I weren't considering this as a question for this week, but the more and more we saw on social media and like the more of the story of everything that went down between Cardi B and Offset, I don't know. I have to,
it
I
just grew.
Have,
It grew and it, got bigger.
It grew more and more. And then we kind of had more thoughts and opinions on the whole situation. So apparently, okay, so Cardi B made this whole video saying how she was, you know, she was separating from Offset and how things weren't, you know, going well. Made a whole Instagram video. Everyone knows Cardi. She's going to be very transparent on social media. And Offset comments under her video saying, y'all won. Basically blaming social media in society for blaming us and saying that we're the reason for them divorcing. But what actually happened was the fact that apparently, allegedly, Offset cheated
again
on Cardi. Yes, with a girl. I think her name is Summer Bunny. And she came out on TMZ just saying a whole bunch of things, you know, saying her opinions on what happened. And she was crying and everything in the video. Which, I mean, I guess she understands because, you know, a lot of people are coming after her, hating her for, you know, messing up their marriage and things like that. Here's one thing about, you know, her coming out to the world saying how she apologized for and giving her thoughts on Cardi B and Offset. Here's one thing that stuck out to me. She said in the video, I did not know how serious their marriage was. And that's just the only thing that took me because here it is. When I hear, oh, you're married, oh, you're off limits. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you see a man have a ring on his finger, or guys, when you see a woman have a ring on her finger, it's like they're off limits. I cannot go after them. I cannot pursue them. Why? Because they're in a very much so committed relationship. So that really blew my mind for her to say, I didn't know how serious their marriage was. When really, if someone says they're married, shouldn't that be that that should be serious enough? Y'all should see Misa's face right now. Because she's the married one out of the both of us.
Listen, because, you know, as a wife, and I've been married for a year also, I'm boiling hot by what you just said. My thing is, you said that the side chick gonna sit up here and post a video of her crying because people are coming at her. Yes, sweetheart. Save your tears for the Tooth Fairy. Save your tears for Santa Claus. Save your tears for the Easter Bunny. Save your tears for the leprechaun that comes on St. Patrick's Day. Save it for something that just is non-existent. Because my thing is, these tears should not be existing at this point right now. The only person I feel like that should be crying in her feelings and making a video is Cardi. She is the married one, the one that's in a relationship married to Offset. My thing is, look, to the side chick, you making this video and simply saying, I didn't think their relationship was serious. She thought they were married. She didn't think they was married.
Right.
Seriously. Because my thing is if you see somebody with a ring, if you see somebody as big as someone part of Migos, somebody that has a name like Cardi B, we all know that they are like the ideal couple. They at least have been on social media.
Right.
They portrayed themselves as being so much in love. You know, Offset early this year brought Cardi B a brand new, never even released Lamborghini truck. So that just proves that everything that glitters is not gold.
Yeah, you're right.
You cannot sit up here and say that every relationship that you see that, you know, they have smiling faces, they have a lot of tweets and comments, that they're just in total bliss.
Now, with her saying this comment, I didn't know how serious their marriage was, that made me think, does our generation not value the idea of marriage?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. I don't even think, I mean, hopefully Cardi B looks for love in a different place and in somebody else and just takes her time to focus on her career, herself, and her baby and co-parenting, you know, with Offset. I hope that she actually wants to get married again because honestly, her being married to Offset, I'm pretty sure that she was expecting to be married forever.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't. Honestly, I could see that she even loved being married. Every time she would be on stage, she would say, hey, husband. Like, you know, she would love being, like, glorifying him and even him to her as well. Now, I saw a lot of things on Instagram, honestly, about everyone giving their opinions on Cardi B and Offset, whether they were disappointed or did they see it coming, should they work it out or whatever. And I saw this guy on Instagram. He made a whole video about his thoughts on Cardi B and Offset divorcing. And he said that he blames Cardi B for marrying Offset because he's at the top of his career. You can't lock a man down when he's at the top of his career. He got women coming at him left and right. It's impossible.
Oh.
It's impossible for him to stay faithful when he's at the top of his career. And I thought that and I'm like, that's crazy because I'm thinking of people like, you know, Gucci Mane, who's married and faithful. I'm thinking of people like Kanye West, who's in a marriage and faithful. I mean, thinking about people like Lecrae and Andy Mineo and so many other artists who are married but have still stayed faithful. You're saying, oh, girl, it's your fault. You shouldn't have said yes.
How is it my fault?
How can you consider it Cardi's fault when he's the one who got on one knee? He's the one that said, I wanted you and only you forever. But it's her fault. She didn't ask, oh, can you marry me? No, he's the one who got on one knee and was like, you dig, in front of everybody at Power 106, wherever that was in Philly, getting on one knee. I'm sorry, seeing that. So
no, he didn't get down on one knee. He squatted. So that's probably why the marriage didn't go through, because he didn't get down on one knee.
But listen, that's just my whole thing. That's why I set the whole statement of our generation not valuing marriage anymore, only because the people are making crazy statements. I didn't know how serious their marriage was. How dare she marry him when he's at the top of his career. There are so many excuses. When I heard marriage, I heard it was better or for worse. I've always seen situations. That's what I hear in people's vows when I go to weddings. It's through sickness and health, richer for poor, better or for worse, through thick and thin, basically.
Mia, I've realized that when it comes to vows, when it comes to certain things, you know, there's a lot of empty words that have been said in our nation. Just in general, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when you actually think about it, when you think about the Constitution, there's certain things that have been written down, words that have been written down that people are not going to abide by. There are things that people have said that they don't abide by. There are promises that have been broken, which are words that people do not abide by. And that's very frustrating. And I think it's just the fact that we don't have a solid example of what true marriage is. We always rely on social media to kind of be that, oh, this is exactly what marriage is, and oh, that's so cool that they're cooking together and that they're going on trips together and they're traveling the world together. They have all this money together. Money cannot buy you happiness, and money cannot buy you a successful marriage. It can't.
Now I want to ask you this one last question. Is there hope for Cardi B and Offset?
If they allow it. If they really want to work through it and they really want it, it will.
But listen, guys, we want to know your opinions. Let us know. With Cardi B and Offset approaching divorce, are you disappointed or did you see this coming? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, Facebook too at MM Live Radio, and let us know what your thoughts are on this whole situation between Offset and Cardi B. But listen, man, we got to get back to some more music. Misa, listen, we have found a Christmas bop.
It's a bop?
A bop for the holiday season, man. Listen, when I tell you I've been listening to this song all, man, since the whole album dropped. Listen, shout out to Reach Records for dropping the dopest Christmas compilation, The Gift. It's out now on all streaming platforms. And listen, this song will put you in the holiday spirit ASAP. We're going to play it for you right here, right now. Here is This Christmas by Jalen Ashawn, John Keith, Evan, and Iris right here, right now on, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
This is something new.
Hot track number 4.
Bump this.
Gonna be the best time of the year. Got my hands in the sky, cause I know that I'm living my best life. When you're near this Christmas, toast to the memories through the years. I know I got better days ahead, but I'm loving this moment right here. This Christmas, let's stay right here. Right here, yeah, yeah. This moment here. Right here, yeah, yeah. This Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is a little snow. You beside the fire with some mistletoe. Grandma screaming, grab your jacket, boy, you know it's cold. Give me that sweet potato pie without a dinner rolls. Go turn up the music, this your favorite song. Don't grab all your cousins, we gon' sing along. Cause we're so glad you're home. It's been way too long. Since I told you I love you, since I looked you in the eyes and I hugged you, since I told you that you special to me. Because sometimes the people on your family tree is the best gift that you ever receive.
Got my hands in the sky, cause I know that I'm living my best life. When you're near this Christmas, toast to the memories through the years. I know I got better days ahead, but I'm loving this moment right here. This Christmas, let's stay right here. Right here, yeah, yeah. This moment here. Right here, yeah, yeah. This Christmas, yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling the joy. And you don't know. Get a cup, fill it up with some cocoa. I ain't worried about no present when I got you present. My mama in the kitchen, I call that a special blessing. Pop sitting at the table, that's a miracle. We ain't worried about tomorrow, we got here and now. You never know, so you gotta keep the fan tight. It's real cold, so the fire burning all night. We took some L's this year, but we alright, we alright.
with your girls, Eminem, on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. Tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week. We got more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But, of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineering and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because God is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thanks so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
What?
You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.